Toiling at tight end at a Division II school, Missouri Western's Reggie Jordan struggled to attract a lot of attention.
We don't get the, of course, the media like, you know, the bigger schools do, so we got to kind of work a little bit harder to get out exposure.
Jordan didn't have to worry, though. The NFL has had plenty of eyes on Missouri Western over the last few years. Bears defensive end David Bass and Rams kicker Greg Zuerlein came from there. So did Packers running back Michael Hill, for whom Jordan blocked as Hill set a ton of school records. There has even been another tight end to make it to the NFL from Missouri Western, Gion Robinson, who played on the Colts' 2009 Super Bowl team. What makes Jordan stand out are his abilities in the red zone, as he caught only 52 passes in college, but a whopping 17 of them went for touchdowns.
I think I stretched the field well, catch out of my frame.
Jordan also comes from a high school, Hazelwood Central in Missouri, that has produced NFL talent recently. Center Brian Folkerts and receiver Marvin McNutt, both with Carolina, also came from Hazelwood Central. But here's another interesting nugget about Jordan. As the personal protector on Missouri Western's punt team, he says he ran 8 or 9 fake punts in his career. How did those keep working?
After the third one, I would have expected them to game plan against it, but it just continued to have success. Actually, it was just like we used to run a shield punt. Mm-hmm. So I just get the direct snap and I just take off.
Whatever it takes to make a name for himself is fine with Jordan. He was actually helping a cousin put a washer and dryer into storage when he got the phone call inviting him to the NFL scouting combine, and he checked it out to make sure it was legit. It was all right. Missouri Western hasn't escaped the NFL's radar.
I think it's starting to become a trend. Hopefully it continues.